Hello, everyone. Welcome to More Faith, More Life. You know, the more faith that you grow in, the more God kind of life you're going to receive.
You were made for more than the status quo. I'm Pastor Steve Gray, and this is the More Faith, More Life podcast. This podcast is for Christians with an ambitious heart who want to be more for their family, do more with their career, and see more of God's promises in their life. I've spent many years as a worship artist, minister, nonprofit leader, bold truth speaker, and most importantly, father and spouse. When I was in my early 40s, I was craving more from God and more from life. I'd done everything I was supposed to do. My life was good, but it wasn't good enough. So I spent the following years diving into the Word of God and searching for the biblical principles that would bring me closer to God and help my purpose and life flourish. That's what I want to share with you. In every episode, you'll get practical tools based on real-life experiences that you can put into action to redefine your faith and, ultimately, your life. So, if you're ready to do more, subscribe to More Faith, More Life, and hear an unfiltered biblical truth every week. It's time to be and experience more.
So I'm Kathy Gray, and I am filling in for my husband, Steve Gray. So, you know, you can always go online and watch all the other ones or wait till next week. Oh, no. But I think you're going to enjoy yourself today because I have with me my really dear friend, Heather Eschenbaum, and she's going to be sharing with me today. And how long have we been growing together in the Lord?
It has been 27 years.
Isn't that something else?
It is. I don't even think it could be that long. I'm so impressed with what God has done, and I'm so amazed, and I'm so thankful.
Yeah, and I'm so thankful for you and for the camaraderie that we have together.
Yes.
You know, I think it is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime gift.
I do, too.
To have one other person in your life besides your spouse,
yes,
but that you can flow with and minister with. But you know what else? I have a lot of fun with you.
I know we do. We really do.
I know.
We do.
And you know, you've got such a sense of humor. When you minister, you're like, everyone's going, and then you bring in, so you're a farm girl.
Yes.
You grew up on the farm.
Yes.
So you bring in some of your farm examples,
right?
And it kind of is still piercing,
right?
But it helps us relax a minute,
right? She's just a farm girl. What could she really do?
Yeah, what?
How
could she be? And you know, you've given the examples of kind of working with your dad in the fields and all that stuff that you've really applied, but one of the things I really remember is you had to help take care of the pigs.
Oh, yes. Yes. We had 60 sows, which is the female mama, and 60 sows, and we had 400 baby pigs a year. 400 baby pigs a year.
Okay. And what did you do?
So I took care of them in every single way. We sorted them when it was time for market, but obviously they were born a long time before that. Fed them, make sure that they were taken care of in the summer because they would get too hot. Pigs don't have sweat glands.
Oh.
And so I'd have to go out every summer with a garden hose and have to make sure and make the floors muddy for them. And I'd have to do it 1 hour and then wait an hour and then go out the next hour and wait an hour because it would dry.
Oh, my.
So all day I smelled like pigs.
Yeah.
All day long. My mom wouldn't even let me in the house. She'd be like, you can't come in. Or at least set down a towel.
Wow.
And then they would shake their heads because the water, they get in the way.
Yeah.
And I'd just be covered in
heather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you washed the pigs. So, boy, I could think of a sermon using that.
I know.
You know, we're being washed with the water of the word because we're sheep.
Right.
Thankfully. We don't want to be called
pigs.
Right? What story did you just say?
I know.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Run, piggies. Run down the hill into the water.
Yes. It was a great way to grow. I have a lot of character. Farm girls, farm guys, they all have a lot of character.
It's true.
Because they're almost more ready for ministry because they don't think in terms of time. They think in terms of accomplishments.
Wow.
And so I don't think ever 9 to 5. I think in terms of helping. And animals don't care what time it is. They don't care if you're sick. And so it builds character to take care of something so much. And then we had 500 head of cattle. So, yeah, so Whoa. We had them as well and calves. And then we had about 1,500 acres. So
you were a busy little farmhand.
I know. And I had no brothers. So it was just my mom and dad and my sister and me.
Wow. Yes. That's no wonder you have such character.
Yes, you can stick me on a farm. I could do almost anything.
You could do it. You could do it. Yes. Well, I'm just so proud of everything. Everything you can do.
Yeah.
But, you know, today we want to talk a little bit about the mantle.
Yes.
And the mantle is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And it covers you. And you and I both believe it can grow.
Exactly.
And it can be added to and made more beautiful.
Yes.
And we've got something that we taught together a lot of years, didn't we?
Yes.
In our faith class.
Yes.
About a great prophet named...
We had Elisha and Elijah that we talked about.
Yes.
And I always remember you said, now remember, alphabetically,
yes.
You can remember which one comes first.
Yes.
So there's Elijah and then Elisha.
Yeah, there's the S-H,
yes.
Elisha.
Yes.
I'm learning that with my little granddaughter. Well, she's learning it.
Oh, yes.
You know, and now all day yesterday she would say things like, I want some cake. Cake.
Did
That's
she?
A C.
That's so
you know,
cute.
But Elijah.
Yes.
And then Elisha.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about their story and how did they get together.
Yes. Well, and I really love this story. And it's interesting we talked about farming too, because there was Elisha doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking care of the land. He was taking care of things. And I love how then here comes Elijah.
Yeah.
And he, even in the word, and you shared this too in classes, where he passed by the school of prophets.
That's right.
And they were there studying and learning and growing and doing all this. And then he sees someone farming. And even though young man didn't feel probably qualified, he wasn't here over at the school of ministry getting things done spiritually.
Yeah.
But here comes Elijah and sees Elisha and says, let's go. Let's
That's
go.
Right.
Throws that mantle
right
on him. And what would that feel like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know what it feels like to really work hard in the dirt and the smells and the things. And then to have someone walk up and say, here's that mantle. And it had to have felt like something.
That weightiness.
Yes.
It was made out of animal skins, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
And you know, I like to remind our students that mantle was not a fancy coat, you know, and a hoity-toity type, you know, making him look like, I don't know, a mafia guy in his trench coat.
Right.
That's my husband's influence
right
there. But the mantle, then, he was like a nomad. He was Elijah was a desert dweller.
Right.
And he, an itinerant type prophet. And those mantles made out of the animal skin, they were weathered.
Yes.
They smelled.
Right.
Honestly, they smelled.
Yes.
And he had one mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And so how often do you get men to change their clothes?
Right.
Put on some you know, unless like my husband and your husband.
Right, right.
They're very orderly in changing, putting on clean clothes.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
They smell nice as well.
They do.
Yes.
But you know, that mantle then on Elijah smelled like the desert.
Yes.
Was dirty.
Yes.
It was laden with miles and miles of walking and prophesying, and it was just covered.
Yes.
Like that, not only with the natural elements, but then, you know, I think sometimes in ministry, there's a good fragrance that goes up to God. But remember, Paul said to those who are being saved, it smells like life.
Yes.
But to those who are not being saved, it smells.
Right, right.
It stinks.
Exactly.
That mantle.
Yes.
And so he threw it on.
Mm-hmm.
Elisha, the young guy.
Yes.
And how do you think then you were saying, he felt felt the weightiness of that glory and that anointing, that ability.
Yes.
And you know what though? He got to feel it. What happened?
He was able to respond.
Yes, he was.
He was.
And he took it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Elijah took it right back off of him.
Right. Right.
For 10 years.
Exactly.
So he had a taste of it. Mm-hmm. He had a hunger put into him.
Yes.
For that anointing and that ability mm-hmm. for the prophetic and
exactly.
speaking up for God. But the mantle was taken back and put on, you know, and Elijah took back his mantle.
Yes.
That he had grown.
Exactly.
For a lot of years. Mm-hmm. But Elisha never forgot it.
Never.
But then he decided to serve Elijah.
Exactly.
And he went with him as a servant.
Yes, which is so powerful.
So powerful.
And you know, that's so good because we think, well, the mantle's here. I need to run a worldwide ministry.
Yep.
And it's so impactful to say he then learned for 10 years. And he didn't just learn, he served for
yes.
10 years. And I'm so thankful that as zealous as I was younger,
right.
thinking I should just be and do everything. No, I really wanted to serve.
Yes.
And I really wanted to learn. And I think that my mantle and your everyone's,
yeah.
it grows out of service
yes.
so much more.
Yes.
It's like, and I knew when I walked in to our church and I saw the mantle of God.
Mm.
I saw the mantle of God and I saw this is where prophecy is activated. This is where opportunities come alive. This is where I can become who God has said I can be.
Yeah.
And I, for myself, my mantle, I love it too. You taught about how it might start out small and mm-hmm. you feel like it's insignificant. It's not, but it can grow.
Yes.
And being under mm-hmm. under the leadership of our church, being a servant to you and others, I've felt my growth. Because I keep giving.
Yeah.
And that was something you were saying too, that giving
mm-hmm. yes.
is a growth.
And the giving of yourself mm-hmm. to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because the mantle is the anointing.
Yes.
The mantle is the anointing,
yes.
the power and presence of God.
That is.
And so Elijah knew that mantle represented God's mercy to him.
Yes.
You know, God's calling.
Right.
God's empowering.
Yes.
God's authorizing him and filling him with words that bubbled up, you
right.
know, you know, you
right.
go, you got to have a mantle
right.
before you go to a king.
Right.
You've got to have
yes.
the Holy Spirit backing
yes.
you up.
Yes.
And, you know, so many people, well, even, you know, people you and I have known for a lot of years and they get around the anointing in our church
mm-hmm.
and then they think it's their anointing.
Right.
You've seen that, haven't
oh,
you?
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen
yeah.
it every year.
Yeah.
Every year. And I know we have a corporate anointing.
Yes, we do.
We have a very strong corporate anointing. And we have a leadership anointing as well.
Yeah.
And there is a mantle that is on Pastor Steve
mm-hmm.
that is
yes.
so unique. There's a unique ability there for him to speak to God and speak to God for us.
Right.
And I look at that and I watch and we mm-hmm. think too, we're like, well, it's so easy in our atmosphere to
yes.
prophesy.
Right.
It's so easy to pray and sing and do, but there's an anointing
mm-hmm.
and there's an ability of that mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And when you decide, I'm just going to go out and try everything on my own and I'm just going to start a church over here,
yeah.
it is so much harder than we can comprehend.
Yeah. Yes.
And for me, I've wanted to stay. I want to stay under the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stay with the people. I want to continue because
right.
there's so
yeah.
much ministry to do in our church.
Yes.
You don't have to go out to find more.
No, you do not.
You don't.
And again, many people have come to us over the years and they've said, we have such a mantle. We have such an anointing.
Right.
We are so called of God, and we don't want to be held back anymore. We've decided we've taken a tiny little church somewhere, or we're going on the road
right.
as evangelists, and, you know, we're going to go here and there. And when they tell us they've already decided
right.
and they've already bought their little travel van
right.
and everything, what can we say?
Nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
No.
No.
Yeah. And,
no.
And, you know, I try to guard my face.
Yes.
People
yes.
tell us that because they feel that anointing in the corporate setting.
It's the truth.
And
yep.
and you know, and it does. It is our church is the easiest place to minister.
It is.
Don't you think?
Oh, 100%. We've had so many visitors, speakers, visiting speakers. And as they speak and worship and lead, they are just blown away because the road is easy. We've paved the way for the Holy Spirit to move. And our people are responsive and open. And that's not the case in very many places.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
And so that can build up someone's immaturity.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, we give opportunities to people, and they're not, you know, we give opportunities to people to move under that corporate anointing.
Right.
And then they don't understand sometimes. You're ministering not because you have a mantle, which they all do.
Right.
But it is because of that presence and that faith among all the people. And our church really is the easiest, I think, on the face of the earth.
I do too. I do too. And I've been to a lot of places and I've had the chance to go and minister at different places visiting. And there's nothing like our group and our building. And you're watching and you've got a great church too. Remember, it's hard to step out on your own. Yeah, and if I can I encourage you to not use the God card.
Amen.
I encourage you to stop using that God card. You know, God speaks to all of us, but also he speaks to your leaders and people around you. And sometimes when you say, well, we're just going to go do this and this is how it's going to be. And and then people don't agree. We say, oh, but this card. I've got this card. God said to do
God
it.
God
said to do it. And sometimes we need to humble ourselves and just make sure, talk with your leaders, talk with your pastors.
Right.
Don't tell them. Go and talk to people of ownership of the mantle that you're asking God to give you.
Yes, and it's so good. And you know, the mantle can grow.
Yes.
But you got to hang around.
Yes.
You got to hang around it. And just like with Elisha,
yes,
he hung around with Elijah, you know, and all of some of the rough stuff that Elijah then endured for 10 years. Elisha was right there.
Yes.
And he was growing in character and hunger and in faith.
It's so true.
You know, they had so many faith adventures, which were very rugged.
Yes. Yes.
You know, they were rugged. They were not ego building or ego stroking, you know, and there were lonely times, there were hard times and rough times and persecution times during those 10 years.
Yes. Sounds like ministry.
Yeah, it sounds like ministry. They all hate me today, God.
You know, sounds like
make my mantle bigger to protect me, you know, from those fiery darts. But so Elijah's mantle was growing.
Yes.
And Elisha was getting more and more hunger. And you know, there was a mantle starting on him.
Right.
It was spiritual.
Yes.
But it wasn't the big one.
Right.
But so the Elijah's was still growing and increasing and becoming more beautiful to God.
Yes.
And then Elisha was learning.
Right.
And then what happened right towards the end when of Elijah's life.
Yes.
I know you got that there.
Yes, we have it right here. We're looking at 2 Kings 2, verse 9. Let's see here. Let's see. Let's go up to 8, actually. And Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the waters. And they divided this way and that, so that the two of them went over on dry ground. And when they had gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, "And what shall I do for you before I am taken from you?" And Elisha said, "I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me."
Hallelujah.
And then if you jump down after he was taken, here in verse 13, he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle that fell from Elijah and struck the waters and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the waters, they parted this way and that, and Elisha went over.
Hallelujah. And there was, he got the whole mantle.
That's right.
Because, you know, the mantle, when a godly person
yes.
with a nice big mantle
yes.
is taken up by the Lord, well then Don't you believe there is something there in the spirit realm?
I do.
That smart people.
Yes. Grab hold of it.
Grab hold.
Exactly.
And, you know, exactly. The wise people, though.
Exactly.
And those who, you know, say, I want the double portion, my God.
Exactly.
And oh, how wonderful. And I've seen that, too.
Yes.
It's not just I've seen people squander it.
Right? Or even what people do is they take their grandma's portion that's of destruction or fear. Yeah. Oh, my grandma was afraid. She's passed now. I feel it too. You need to be aware. You can take on other things, but you want the mantle from the Holy Spirit, from yes. those people in your life. And realize, you know, as you watch someone and they have passed on, take mm-hmm. the good.
Take the good.
Take the good. Do not receive a pattern no. of family, no. familiar things.
Mm-mm.
Take only the good.
Take only the good.
Yeah.
That's such good wisdom. I hope everyone was catching that.
Yes.
That wisdom. And one last thing about the mantle is pastors mm-hmm. need to understand they've got to pass the mantle on.
Yes.
And yet when they're passing it on to the God-appointed people
right.
under their care, as they're passing it on to them, that their mantle is not decreasing.
That's right.
Their mantle keeps increasing as they give and pour out. And yes. so it's not, when you pass that mantle on, it's not a diminishing
right.
of the old guy.
Right. It's the truth.
It's not a diminishing.
No.
And, you know, people need to understand that too and yeah. have honor and respect.
Yes.
For the more years you're godly in God, that deserves respect.
It does.
But these respected pastors and leaders have got to understand and not be stingy and say, right. I don't want any of my people to learn how to flow in the spirit or,
right.
you know, be this or that, because that just defeats God's calling for you.
Exactly.
And on the people, and then he yes. picks you up and there's nothing for them to look to
right.
blossom
right.
and grow.
Where's your legacy?
Right.
Where's your heritage?
Yes.
Where's the double portion? And I'm so thankful, too, that that's something you and Pastor Steve did not do. And I've watched you for 27 years.
Yeah.
Where every time, I've never seen a service where you didn't pour out.
Yes.
And they've right. always given, and they've mm-hmm. always said, I'm going to share. And I've heard you pray so many dozens and dozens of times, I give you what I have.
Yes.
I give you what I've got.
Right.
And when you've done that, yeah. whether I'm receiving it or someone else's, mm-hmm. I'll watch Pastor Steve and Kathy do that from afar in the other part of the room. I'll be like, over here.
Yeah.
Over here, Lord. I don't have
yes.
to have their hands on me right. to receive and,
yeah.
and expect and thank God mm. that you both have done that. And if yeah. you're a pastor or leader, mm-hmm. don't be afraid. You're going to
right.
ruin your ministry by not giving out.
That's right.
And teaching and training.
Yeah. It's but such an important.
It is.
We need to be Elijahs.
It is.
And pass that on and let it grow beautiful and big. And one other thing, as we close out, that's always on my heart, and I say it to people at our church, I say, I want you, and I believe and expect for you in your life to be better than me.
Yes, you do.
I say that.
You do.
And I mean that.
It's the truth. Yes.
And you know, as I say that, I feel my mantle increase.
Yes.
As theirs
yes.
is increasing. So.
And people need that. And you know, they look into your blue eyes.
Yeah.
And they see the sincerity.
Right.
You know, and that's yeah. exactly. May we all be more sincere.
Yes.
May we be sincere with God. May we be sincere with our leaders. May we be sincere with one another. And may that sincerity grow our mantle as well. Because
yeah.
God only wants to do more. Do
yes,
more.
He
and,
does.
And even like you were saying, I don't want to stop you at all, but
oh, yeah.
this.
Yes, yes.
This is growth. This
yes,
is
it
mantle.
Is. Yes,
this
it is.
This is receiving. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I'd love to sit down with Pastor Steve and Kathy and have lunch. Well, guess what? They couldn't even begin yeah. to give you all of that
right.
that they can in this
yes.
book.
Mighty like Gideon.
Yes.
Mighty like Gideon.
Yes.
And just recently released.
Right.
Yeah, by Chosen Baker. publishing house Books.
Wonderful.
And such an honor. And Steve Gray and our son-in-law, J.D. King. Yes. And Steve also has another book that he wrote just to really pierce people, If You Only Knew.
So powerful.
It is a guide for the clueless generation.
Yes.
And everything that we've been talking about.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it's been
wonderful.
Really fun. And I want to thank you for joining us on More Faith, More Life. And you begin now to, if you're a leader, pass that mantle on and grow yours bigger. And you who are in a corporate setting where that power and that anointing, the mantle of God is moving, come, be involved.
Yes.
And desire and hunger and be humble about it and get it. So till next time, we hope you enjoy more faith and more life.